Mission Network News, 2-Minute Version, Sunday, April 4th, 2004. 3, 2, 1. I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. Missionary radio is having a huge impact on evangelism, church planning, and discipleship. It's especially effective in Mozambique, according to Words of Hope's Lita Young. Words of Hope is broadcasting programming in the Lamwe, Makua, and Makonde languages.
There are a number of new churches which are being started as a result of listeners. It seems that people find it quite a novelty to hear their indigenous language on the radio. It's very rare. Neighbors come and share the experience and listening, and such a group becomes the nucleus of a church.
Words of Hope wants to expand their outreach into areas unreached with the gospel,
where the gospel is little known and or firmly opposed by people in authority or with great influence. Radio is often the only, or at least one of the few, ways in which people can hear. Faith comes by hearing, and how will they hear unless someone tells them?
Funding is needed to make this happen. And the diversity of a family creates unique opportunities for ministry. A case in point, Charlie and his wife Kim. They've adopted through Adoption Associates. They have two children from China, one from Russia, and a special needs African-American baby. Charlie explains.
When we go out to dinner or we go out to the mall, we are a walking billboard, and a lot of people just stop and they actually gape at us, because they see this kaleidoscope of kids. 9 times out of 10, we've got a perfect opportunity then, because they praise us and we just tell them it's not us, it's God working through us.
Which gives them a chance to share their faith. You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. You can now have Mission Network News delivered daily to your personal email address. Go to missionnetworknews.org, type in your email address, and you'll receive up-to-date mission news every day. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.